How's everybody? This just never ends. It just never ends. We pop back on. Hi, how you doing? How you doing, everyone? Good. Good. I'm glad to hear it. I talk to the screen like Mr. Rogers or some other children's show. Well, of course, please. Needs no introduction anymore, that's for sure. Dave Landau.
Hello, everyone. Hi.
You look so sporty today.
I do. It's from running.
Is it running?
Yeah. No, it's not.
No, it's not running.
I just like the throwback.
Well, you're in Harlem, so you could be running.
Well, it's, yes.
And it would be technically for your health.
That's true. Somebody asked me the time, and I've been running since last night.
Yeah, and you just run till you get right here to the studio.
Yeah, a lovely
man.
Even
then.
A fine Mexican gentleman cut my hair today.
I see. You're all freshly coiffed.
Yeah, he's legal. He had his papers.
He did.
I asked him. Showed him to me.
Did he just go...
Yep.
And cut your hair with that fucking butterfly knife?
It was incredible. Yeah. Just absolutely straight out of...
I see you didn't get the option of the face tattoos also.
No,
I... 13 on your...
He plan. Had them, yeah.
He had
all
that.
He had a couple teardrops. It was really...
Yeah.
He was really...
TCB'd.
Yeah, I told him I didn't want a mohawk, and he said, you'll get what I give you.
Yeah,
so
you
I was like,
oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, then I had his cock.
Whatever you want to give me, sir.
I'll take it.
Well, welcome to our Wednesday edition of the program. I'm glad you can make it. My eyes are burning today because, again, just my video game addiction is not ending. But I have changed course a little. I am very heavily engaged now in stupid Black Ops, Call of Duty Black Ops Blackout. Now, I have not played, I said this the other day, I've not played a lot of these Battle Royale games
right.
that have been of late. Of course, PUBG, H1Z1 was one I had started playing years ago when it first came out. And then when it changed to more of a Battle Royale format, I was kind of like, eh, fuck this. I haven't played the one that the queers and kids play.
Right.
I don't like that one. That's like EverQuest. When I was playing EverQuest, it's kind of the same thing.
Is that on every system?
It's, no, everybody's playing, all the kids are playing Fortnite.
That's what it is,
that's,
yes.
Yeah, they're playing Fortnite. And I don't know. It's even Luis Gomez is playing it and everything. It's like,
I don't want to play it.
It's sort of a you know, a fantasy version of the Battle Royal War kind of last man standing game. That's oh
don't
so.
Don't you like
popular.
Build shit as a
yeah?
Viking?
You could build like barriers and whatnot. This
is what you're playing.
This is the one I'm playing. Yeah.
Can you just die like that?
No, actually, your chute will open.
Okay.
But it's pretty important. Like, I'm learning all the basics here. Missy's been playing on the console for a while, and she plays with a team. She's really good, like, pretty good. I am so utterly bad at this. It's so frustrating how fucking bad I am. And how quickly I get killed, and how I get killed.
Yeah, my friend was playing this the other night. But
it was yelling, fuck, shit, fuck?
No, he set up like a turret somewhere, so then everybody who entered was just getting gunned down by his turret or
yeah, there
him.
Are certain things, you perks you can get.
Yeah, and he was just laughing the whole time.
That would be a good laughter thing.
I would just jump out of the plane and die.
Yeah, that's usually what happens, because there's certain ways, like... Because after I was dying so much, I do what I always do. I have to go on YouTube and look at tutorials like a child.
Like a millennial.
Like a millennial. I have to look and see what the fuck I'm doing wrong.
Yo, this is Randy. Check out my tutorial on
Call of Duty. Dude, before we watch the video and I really get into this, could you just click on the subscribe or like button down below? All right, let's get into it.
Right.
Black Ops 4 Blackout. This game is awesome. From when it first came out, I was beta testing it, and the whole time they're just brr, 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 killing everyone. He's talking and killing the whole fucking game. I'm concentrating. My head's ready to explode, and I'm getting killed every second. If you notice, you just go up on this ridge. Always keep moving. Brap, 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 brap. There's a guy a million miles away. Brap, brap. I'm fucking in a room with my back against the toilet, pointing at the door with a 12 gauge. It opens. Brap, I get killed. He's running around the map like a maniac, having a chit chat and winning the game. Holy fuck, it's so frustrating.
Yeah, I feel if your back's against the toilet, you should be able to just kill anybody who enters the room.
It's astounding. I'm like, I'll stand here. And you hear them. You got my headset on. I hear these motherfuckers. It's all like, he's in the house. He's in the house. He's going to open that fucking door. And then, like, the door opens. There's no one there because they open it and step away. And then a flashbang comes in. And then you're just dead.
Yeah, but you're shooting, and then they do that Halo faggot shit where they come in jumping up and down.
Jumping.
And shit like that.
What?
Sliding.
Yeah, yeah.
From knee prone, jump, slide. Mother. Yeah, well, and they're the ones winning.
That shouldn't be allowed.
I know.
In Fortnite, where you, build a wall, they're shooting at me, I'm building a wall, I'm flying. Yeah, go ahead, do that faggot shit.
Yeah.
But like PUBG in this one, if it's going to be realistic, there's no Halo jumping around and all that.
I've watched so much World War II footage. Normandy, everything. I never saw any soldiers jumping down the beach.
No.
Just jumping.
Did you ever see him building a wall while being shot at?
Yeah. I didn't say. I watched Saving Private Ryan. Do you remember the scene where Tom Hanks is jumping down the beach? I don't remember that.
Is that right?
Dragging a torso.
Is that right when Vin Diesel gets gunned down by a little kid sniper?
Yeah, because he wasn't jumping.
Yeah, he couldn't get those logs up fast enough for his wall.
Right. Someone should have built a wall around him. Oh, God.
Can you even jump and shoot? Like, if I'm shooting at a target, I wouldn't jump up and down, let alone a moving target.
I don't think it works in real life. It works in video game world.
That's bullshit.
But last night, the best I did, I came in third. Don't give me any kudos for this. I came in third. I had no kills. And the barrier, the wall, just kept closing around where I was. So I just stayed. And I was on a rooftop that you couldn't just get to unless you had the catapult or thing, the grappling hook. It was a stairway. And I put a barrier in front of the door. And I mined the window that was on the backside of the thing for the door. And then I just laid on the roof for the entire game until finally the barrier was small enough where I had to move. The second I got off the roof, brap, brap. Fucking cocksuckers.
What is your sleep schedule?
Oh, it is atrocious. Last night, I feel
like everything you described just now shouldn't have happened in an evening.
It was like, It was. I think I finally went to bed, to the bed proper, at 5 a.
Jesus.
And I got home after I didn't do Chip's show. Because I was just telling you, Jimmy sent me a text Monday. He goes, can you do Chip tomorrow? I'm like, sure. I'm free. So last night I take the subway down there and go to the cellar. I buzz in and it buzzes me in. So I walk upstairs. I walk into the studio, empty, dark, no one's there.
Did he blame Chip? Like, I feel he should be able to do that.
Yeah, fucking Chip, man. He's an asshole. If it was me, I'd have told you.
You think in 2 years he just becomes him?
Yeah, 2 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's true. Chip is selling out theaters.
Oh, yeah. It'll be Chip now, tomorrow.
Jim's doing the club.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Yeah, so then he goes, no, dude, it's only Tuesday. I'm like, yeah. On Monday, tomorrow is Tuesday. It's been that way for a while. You can check Kavanaugh's calendar even. Yeah, Tuesday is right after that Monday.
He says, don't rape anybody. Red marker. Yeah.
Drink beers, harass women.
Yeah.
Tackle the ball around with dad.
Tackle a girl onto a bed.
Yeah, yeah. become Supreme Court Justice.
Rye Humper.
Yeah.
Don't penetrate. These are just my calendars.
So he goes, oh, sorry. Like, oh, fuck. Can you do tomorrow? I'm like, no, I'm doing the PKA podcast tonight at 8 o'clock. But so I can't do it.
Yeah.
But then I wound up staying at the cellar for a little while, had something to eat, and then I went home. So I didn't get home until later, but right away I just started playing. And by 5 a.m., I started getting a little better. I noticed I was able to actually last up until the top, like, 15 out of 100. I was able to move more stealthily. I knew the weapons a little better. Because you grab a weapon. Now, in every game, when you grab a weapon, especially a game you're pretty new to, you fire it. You go, oh, yeah, blah, 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 let me see what this thing does. You can't do that in this game because you give away your position. It's very important. So I'll see somebody and go, oh, there's someone. Let me shoot at him. And it's literally like, blah, blah, you got a submachine gun. I'm trying to shoot across the map. So that ain't working.
That's too much.
Blah, blah, I just get fucking destroyed. So I'm starting to learn the weapons. Starting to learn where mostly not to fucking parachute into. There are certain areas where you'll look and you'll just see everyone pile out and just parachutes. There have been times where I have gone as quick as I can. Your character's going like straight down to something. I parachute. Bland. I open a door. Brap, brap. Someone has a gun already. He jumped out the same time I did.
How many people are you playing at this?
100 people.
Are you serious?
It's a big map.
What the fuck?
100 people jump out of helicopters. Really? They all dive down. Now you're running into all these houses trying to find something to fuck someone up with.
Yeah.
And some of the areas have better guns and loot than others, so those areas get just fucking saturated.
But you're all against each other, like
all
the movie Trespass.
All against each other. So it's fucking anyone you see, you got to fucking kill.
Games.
That's solo. They do have dual and quad based squads. But I haven't done that yet.
You can, like,
I'm not
going to
embarrass myself in front of squad mates.
But you can have a duo, though. You can have, like, a...
Oh, yeah, you can
have a tango
a
to your cash.
Right, tango and cash, whatever.
All right.
However you want. Like, that's the Hydros plant. There is so many people there.
I like the flying squirrel outfit.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good.
I guess
that jumping off of towers, too, so you don't die. So here's he picks up a gun. Now he's got his gun. Grenades. So now, you know, he's stocking up on some shit. This is, oh, look, a boat. Now he hops in his fucking boat. I did kill someone underwater.
That's pretty cool. Right. With a bullet?
I was trying to go under that river to the other side, and I looked to the side, and I see someone else swimming. So I gave it a try, and you could shoot underwater. It doesn't make any sense.
I was going to say, in real life, you can you?
No,
a bull goes all over the place, or, yeah.
It's crazy. A lot of resistance in that water. Where's this guy going? Oh, it just said gameplay? I thought maybe it was going to be like me. He grabs the gun and gets instantly fucking killed. But I'm getting better at knowing the weapons, knowing the maps also, and being a little more stealthy. When you're used to just playing games where you run and gun, like Battlefield and whatnot, like who's that?
Or high school.
Oh, does this guy annoy me? So he's got the grappling gun. That's so annoying, too. You'll be in a good spot, and you'll just see someone coming right at you with the grappling gun. Brah, 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 he just kills you. Like, what are you, fucking Cirque du Soleil of murder? Motherfucker? Yeah. So you got to know your weapons. And I'm starting to put the hotkeys together better. And you can only play and do that. There's no way to instantly know where you should put shit. So there's a lot of good. The cluster bombs are great. The nine bang and all the other concussion grenades and stuff are really good for fucking people up and stopping them from shooting at you and giving you time to... But I am notorious for flashbanging myself. I am notorious. I will go up to a house. I lose it. I choke. I get so excited. I'll see someone in a house, and they don't see me. I'll see him pass by a window. I'm like, oh, this motherfucker is dead. and I'll pull out a flashbang and go to throw it through the window. It'll hit the side of the house, bounce off, flashbang me, bing, and then he runs out of the house and kills me. And he must be just looking, going, what an asshole.
Yeah. The term flashbanging just doesn't sound like that.
Flashbang.
Sounds like a flash, a quick rape.
Right, right.
It's getaway.
It's a gay bar, actually, down
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's where I've been.
Flashbang.
The old dress is the flash.
And you just bang another man. It's fabulous.
I was supposed to do a podcast on Monday that I wasn't able to do, but apparently it was at a sex club, which I didn't even know was legal.
Oh, a sex club?
Apparently there's a sex club.
They shut those down when AIDS happened.
I was going to say, once Liberace couldn't stop sneezing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was supposed to be there on Monday, and I couldn't make it, but I was like, where is this supposed to be at? And he sent me the address, and it was a sex club where you just go, one room's for gay, one room's like domination, one room's like threesome, one room you can just watch,
uh-huh.
Jerk off.
And just jack off.
And apparently this is perfectly legal.
The Louis C.K. suite.
Yes, they do.
That's,
yeah, it's interesting. You block a doorway.
Right.
And when you ask permission, you don't wait for the yes.
And then
pretty good.
You just start telling jokes. That's it. It's great.
And then you're allowed back a year later.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's... But I didn't even know. I don't know why that reminded me of it. But yeah, that was a weird thing that exists in New York City.
Yeah.
I
thought they were all Dunsky.
Anyway, I didn't mean to.
No, that's fine. I was getting so frustrated. It's all of my choke moves. I'm terrible. Face to face, like even if I get just a quick jump on someone, I choke. I sit there and I'm like, there was a.
Don't you got to kill right away?
Yeah, I should just and really, you know, hone in on him.
Yeah.
They're really good at aiming.
It's kill or be killed.
Yes, it is kill or be killed. I will. I'm amazed when I kill somebody. Like I jumped through a window and some guy was looking out the far end of the building, the window, and he didn't hear me come in. So that was an easy one. I just like shot him in the back. And some guys will like pull a knife out and be like, all right. I'm going to go get this guy. The second I saw him, I'm like, like, I could have gotten a nice fucking...
Such a Gary Busey kind of move.
Oh, just yeah.
Pull out the knife and go nuts.
I panic. I fucking panic.
Yeah.
And I really got to, you know, get over that whole thing.
I've had, like, no time to play anything.
It's different.
Need to.
Now you got a little leisure time.
No, I got, and then I don't use it correctly.
Yeah, yeah. I all my leisure time is being annoyed at video games. Like,
sounds,
I don't understand that.
Sounds like a real problem.
Like, sometimes, no, it's great. It's a great way to relax.
Yeah.
Fuck! Yeah. You motherfucker! Hit the escape key. Leave game. Lobby, fucking.
Meanwhile, you can't sleep because at 5 in the morning when you shut your eyes, you're still seeing heads
still seeing
blowing
shit.
Off bodies.
And then that fucking annoying lobby that you have to wait in before the game starts. I guess it's there so you could kind of practice a little bit. It's versions, you know, so certain parts of certain maps. And you dropped in with a shitload of people, and they're just waiting for the count to get up to 100, and then you all ship out.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you could pick up weapons, and you could try them out, and it is a good way to figure out what weapon does what and everything. But usually, you'll be standing there, and some character will come up and just... just punch you in the face, and then you go to just move away, and they... just start punching you in the face again? Like, what is this? What is this?
Can't you shoot him, or does he follow
too
close? No,
they don't die in that lobby area.
Oh, really?
You can shoot at people, and you'll get a reaction, like, to tell if you're hitting them, so
yeah.
It's like practice. And then people that just go in front of you, and they'll go prone and then get up.
What kind of...
And they just do it. Like, what are you doing?
What kind of lobby can you shoot up and nobody gets hurt?
No one gets hurt. It's great.
Doesn't sound like...
sounds
like a lot of work.
It is. I've noticed it's a lot of work. It's not that run and gun. Like Battlefield, I play and it's, you know, you run. You do take cover and stuff. But for the most part, it's loud. You're running. You're
right.
Not trying to be stealthy 99% of the time. You're in it. You're fucking,
right.
You know, But this is a lot of stealth. And then with that goddamn collapsing ring that you have to stay in on the field, if you're outside that ring at any given time, you just, your health goes, bleh, just die. So you
have to
stay
be in the ring.
So yeah, so the ring keeps getting smaller and smaller, and the people have to stay in it. So
it's like the opposite of an asshole.
Yes, it's a tight fucking.
So if you,
before you know
you
it, though,
stay in it, it gets bigger.
Yeah, the longer you're in it.
That's what I've heard.
You just got to sit there and
relate.
And there's more people in a smaller area, so it's that much harder. I don't know. I have a podcast tonight, the PKA podcast from 8 to 10. I'm doing that with those guys. They're always cool, and they're into gaming and whatnot and shooting and things.
What's that an acronym for?
What is it? Pretty cool. I don't know.
Ass?
I don't know what PKA stands for. I think it's, I don't know. I have no idea, and I've done their show probably a dozen times. But
I shouldn't
now
have asked. I didn't know if it was like a gaming thing.
Painkiller already?
Is it?
That's what it says.
Oh.
Do they take painkillers for the show?
Interesting.
That would be fun.
Probably has something to do with the video game.
Maybe Max Payne.
Oh, is it P-A-Y-N-E?
Max Payne would always take the fucking painkillers. That was like your heel. Your healing in Max Payne was just a handful of fucking.
Does he do in the movie?
Killers. I don't know.
It's quite realistic, though.
You can see the movie. Yeah, it's more realistic than Battlefield 5, where one of your teammates goes up to you and cradles your head and just goes, pats your shoulder.
It's the
dumbest heal. There are medics in Battlefield 5 that have the syringe, and they'll fucking hit you with it, and you come alive pretty quickly. But your squad mate can also revive you if you've been hit, but it takes longer. And he literally like cradles your head. He's like, yeah, you'll be okay. Yeah, and that heals a fucking sucking chest wound.
Dude, they should have PCP.
Yeah.
That shit,
like that.
It was either Vietnam or World War II when that was used to basically you just give it to a soldier. So it's like, you get your leg blown off, you're going to keep fighting.
Back up like Tony Montana on the balcony.
Oh,
right?
Dude, PCP, it just keeps you strong. There was a guy wandering around naked by my house not too long ago. This was in Detroit, not Harlem.
Oh, wow.
Not that
it happens up there,
that it fucking matters.
It happens.
But my buddy is a cop, had to go to him, and it said it took him and another cop like 6 tasers to finally get him to the ground. Because immediately when he stopped him, the guy just attacked.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're not shooting him because you know what that leads to. So they're like, we had to hit him with so many fucking tasers. And so it was just, they were able to restrain a naked guy on angel dust. That's coming back, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's making
PCP,
a comeback.
We saw that guy get his fucking face eaten down in Florida.
I was going to say, they,
I think that was bath salts or something. But
that was bath salts with similar characteristics.
Yeah, to PCP. That's
how awesome. Is that a high?
I don't know. Some people enjoy weird highs.
Yeah.
I like, I'm silly.
Yeah.
I like taking something, maybe alcohol or marijuana, something like that.
Right.
And feeling good.
Yeah.
Being happy and fun.
I like to.
Call me odd.
Yeah. I like to not wake up in a jail cell and ask why my mouth tastes like somebody's face.
Right.
Why is there all this blood? Oh, you ate a dude.
Yeah, you chewed someone's face off. Do you remember?
That dude was in traffic.
Yeah.
Like, the guy was sitting in traffic and apparently must have rolled his window down, and then the guy ate his face.
Ate his face. That's why you never.
He imagines like he fell in each direction.
Never
he ate
roll
his
your
face.
Window down.
He probably could thought it was a zombie apocalypse.
Could get your face eaten.
That's what I've always said.
To finish up on this, I would like to take one of the videos of those guys that do very well, and I'll just superimpose my screen on that, and I'll talk through it, and people will think I'm awesome.
You should do that for real.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Oh, well, watch this kill. I could tell this. You know what a guy did that was like fucking brilliant? He put a track, because there's the tracker darts. You could put that, if somebody goes in front of a tracker dart, they pop up on the mini map, and you're like, oh, there he is. This guy fucking shot the back of the truck he was driving with a dart. And then he drives around the town and beep, someone's in the house. He gets out of the truck, fucking kills him, back in the truck, beep, beep. It's like you're fucking scanning all the houses.
So you can hit people with a dart and track them like deer?
Well, they thought you'd use the dart by just shooting a tree.
Yeah.
Well, like, technically, it's supposed to be if you clear an area and you're going in one direction,
okay,
put the dart behind you somewhere so that it'll alert you if somebody's creeping up behind you.
Ah.
But this guy figured if he puts it on a moving vehicle,
yeah,
gets in it and drives around, it'll go off any time he passes someone.
Right.
So when he passes somebody, he gets out of the truck, goes into the building that he sees him in, throws a flashbang or something, and kills him. I haven't been killed that way yet. I'm sure that's coming at some point, because I will get killed any way possible in that game. But I have to start at 10 tonight now because I'm doing this show. So I'll be chomping at the bit there, wanting to play. Yeah, Missy's like, you got to get on a team. You got to get, like, because she plays with three other people on a team. I'm like, I'm not ready to embarrass myself like that in front of a team because I suck so bad.
But other people on the team might also suck, and that's why they're there too.
I can't imagine anyone sucking as bad as me right now at this point.
Is Missy better?
Missy's so much better.
What if you get on her team? She won't judge you.
I don't want to fight. What an ultimate cuck that is.
That's true.
While a black dude rails her from behind. She's playing. Good job, honey.
As long as you don't hold her hand through the game, it's fine.
Yeah. The cuck.
Complimenting the cuck.
Good shot. Both of them. The one in the face.
Yes.
And the one.
Oh, this is great. That has got to be the fucking worst thing. How could you do that?
I don't know how people do that. There's a story. There's a story for everything, people.
Oh, good.
There's a story for everything. This one's hilarious. This is from the Ask Ellie column in Canada, I guess. Where is this from? It is Canada. Toronto. It's from the Toronto Star. Ellie's in there. The question.
Okay.
I'm a man, and after this, I beg to differ.
I was just going to say, I'm guessing you're not.
He's trying to convince himself, I guess. I'm a man married to a woman whom I love and adore and respect more than anything in the world. The thing is that
she wrote this, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. This guy... The thing is that she sees other men for sex and is open about it. She doesn't have actual sex with me anymore. She says I'm too small down there. But she likes that I'm a great provider. She expects me to accept the situation and to remain faithful to her, which I am. Now she wants to have a baby, but says it won't be mine, and she insists I accept this too. She knows how much I love her, and I've always accepted how our marriage is. I don't want to lose her. What should I do?
Dear faggot, have you ever heard of murder suicide?
Why, yeah.
Buy two plots today and a gun tomorrow.
What went on in this guy's life that this is okay for him?
At all acceptable.
Yeah.
That, oh my God, I don't know. Listen, you're just too small down there. I'm going to have a baby with another man, but you're going to raise it because you're a great provider.
Yeah, you're a good provider. Keep bringing the money in while I just keep sucking various cocks.
Yeah, now excuse
me. Across my transom.
Now, excuse me. I'm getting picked up to blow a man who's
right.
Not you.
Leave me alone.
Wow, what a... Leave, you fucking pussy.
Let's see what Ellie had to say about it.
Oh, God.
I find it hard to believe that you can truly love and respect her once you admit to yourself that this woman has no regard for your feelings or dignity. She uses you mainly for financial support and leads a life that will increasingly demand you, eventually exclude you. Oh, demean you, excuse me. Whatever your size down there is, it's possible to be intimate with a willing lover through oral sex, fondling, and other creative means. Oh, no. Oh, jeez.
How big is your finger?
Hey, I gave her this last night.
I gave her one of these.
But your wife has apparently shown no accommodating you other than for your money, and... Once there's a child in the picture, plus a biological father and her various sex partners, your role in her life will be minimized even further. To just hand over the cash to pay for her growing demands. Oh, that's it, yeah. Oh, my.
Well, if you have a son, you're just going to be training him to just be a giant pussy.
Yeah, yeah.
And just be abused. That's what he's going to consider as
just
the norm.
Like dear old dad.
And then the daughter is going to be a whore because that's what her mother is.
Yeah, yeah. Here's how you prep the bull, son.
Yeah.
You have to get him hard so he could fuck the girl you love.
Let me show you how to make a stew.
Yeah.
What I have to do is I have to make dinner because when your mom's been fucking everyone all day that's not me, she has quite an appetite.
She doesn't have enough time. She's worked very hard today.
Yes. She's been getting her pussy and asshole ripped open.
Yeah.
By random guys. So I've made a meatloaf. Now remember to make enough for her, but none for yourself.
Right, right. You just have to suffer.
Yes.
At our expense. Emotionally, physically.
My friend Dan is coming over to join her for dinner. He'll be eating her pussy while she eats what I made for her.
Yeah. Now let me show you how to shave with these Gillette razors.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Don't forget to look in the mirror like you're garbage. Did you see the fucking They Live thing with Roddy Piper?
Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's so fucking great.
Yeah.
Just him looking at it, puts on the sunglasses, cut your dick off.
Your dick off.
It's so great.
Obey.
Obey.
Consume. Matt. Matt has something about the Opster, I guess. Matt, what's up, my friend?
Well, first off, holy shit, whoever wrote that to ask Ellie's a huge cuck. But
yes. Yeah. Now, I could, first of all, let me preface this. I could read what you're going to say, and I don't know, I have no proof of anything you're going to say or anything. This is just your opinion of something. What happened between yourself and he says Opie's trying to steal $250 from me on YouTube. What happened?
You used to follow me on Twitter, and Dave currently does, so I can't help but wonder if that is currently part of it, but I did a YouTube video, because that's what my job is for a living. I did one about the new attack on Louis C.K.,
uh-huh.
And at the end of the video, I put in that old clip of Patrice on Fox News.
Oh, yeah.
You know the one I'm talking about?
Yes.
Awesome.
And Opie claimed that he owned that content. Then took all of the money from the almost 60,000 views the video got for himself.
What?
Now, I know
here,
there's...
I can send this to you.
The one where so Patrice... It's the one where Patrice basically...
Is on Fox News.
And you could say it's semi-misogynistic, they try to call it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Hilariously funny.
If I'm not mistaken, that belongs to Patrice O'Neill.
Or Fox News.
Yeah, yeah.
It was on Fox News, so I would assume the property is Fox News. But is this one of these automated things that YouTube does for somebody as far as copyright stuff, or would Opie have actually had to pursue you personally knowing that this situation was happening and saying get that guy's money?
It says that the claimant is Base 79 4 channel Opie Radio.
Yeah.
So his content channel manager claimed it for him.
Yeah, they submitted a copyright of some kind.
There's so much stuff on Opie's YouTube that he posted on his YouTube that was property of Sirius. It was literally only me and Jimmy in some of these segments. And he posted it under Opie Radio and claims all the fucking money from the hits they get. It's fucking despicable. It's another bullshit thing that he did. He would make t-shirts with sayings on them that people came up with other than him and sell them and never even suggest that people got money. E-Rock was a victim of his fucking bullshit.
I remember that.
With something like that where he never even offered to pay Eric money for something that he put on a t-shirt or what was it?
It was a saying.
Oh, hold on. Not you. We actually have Eric here, sir. He'll explain it.
I'm like, I know.
Hold on.
Yeah, that Slabo thing that started
Slabo.
That started as an attack on Roland.
Right.
And Roland somehow masterfully spun it that it jumped onto me.
Right, yeah.
And then he couldn't stop saying it or implying it. And then he's Slabo! Like, oh, we're just kidding. Just kidding. Having fun. Then he's selling T-shirts and all this other shit with it, making money off of
without
it.
Without even saying, like, hey, you know, I'll split it with you or I'll give you some money from the T-shirts. No. All those videos that he put on Opie Radio that he made money off of that were SiriusXM property, that were nothing but me and Jimmy interviewing a celebrity or doing a bit or something. He took all those, put them on his YouTube, and fucking pocketed whatever it was without ever saying that, you know, hey, maybe we'll split this or anything. Never got dime one from that motherfucker.
It gets even better from there because I tweeted at him and I said, hey, man, you don't own
blocked.
You don't own Patrice's content.
Yeah.
So he replied, ugh, I'll deal with it. So I submitted the appeal to get my money back.
Wait. He doesn't even know what he just said. Was it a fucking banana appeal or something?
Nah, it was
you got to stop for the humor.
The humor. I submitted the appeal.
Love Chip.
He reclaimed it and said that if I try to get the money from it, I get a strike on my channel. That means I can't do my show for 3 months.
Oh! I wish he'd get a strike on his fucking channel.
So I either give this guy $300 or $200 or I don't get to do my show.
Holy fuck! So that sounds crazy.
That's wow. So do you have to pay him directly to him or through YouTube?
YouTube just takes all of the money from the ads that played on the video and gives it to him instead of me.
So now, my friend, where did you get that clip of Patrice on Fox News? Because I know it's out there, but
oh, it's everywhere online.
Did you grab it from his video?
Channel. No, I didn't grab it from Opie's channel. Absolutely not.
Okay, so how the fuck is he claiming?
Well, he probably has the video on his site and submitted that it's his content.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they believed it because Fox News doesn't give a fuck. It's like Access or NBC, like if you put out your stand-up and stuff, they don't give a shit because it brings them viewers.
Yep.
So the only person who would do it is somebody who wanted to gain $250.
What a prick. Do you know what he did? Remember that guy Mustard?
50 more than I make a week.
Homeless Mustard was this guy who came on and he would perform out on the streets with a guitar and he would sing. And he had a very unique, gritty kind of voice that went good with that homeless thing.
Yeah, they tend to have a gritty.
Yeah, gritty voice.
I think you really liked it, right?
Oh, yeah. It's from Suck It. It's from breathing in brake drum dust your entire life.
Yeah, when you suck a lot of cum for crack.
It's fucking that great tone your voice gets right before mesothelioma sets in. So Homeless Mustard comes on our show. He does a version of Radiohead's Creep, which I fucking hate.
Yeah.
It's so overdone. It's pretentious.
Radiohead's pretentious.
Yeah. Yeah, the original's pretentious.
Do we owe $250 for playing
this? Yeah. Let me get my $250.
Is this...
Right.
Father!
Is he a homeless or hipster? Like, is there...
No, he was homeless.
Angel! Special. Watch rats come out of his beard to sing back up.
That's fascinating. Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
But I'm a creep. You are, I agree, sir.
Yeah. I'm a
little. What the hell? I have hepatitis.
He's got a hospital wristband on.
Yeah. Well, it's bright. Matches the toe tag he has now.
Control. I want to buy that. Bada. Bada. Oh, stop! You don't have to go that over the top with
that's,
it.
Dude, alt rock never.
Black chick doing the national anthem? Relax, motherfucker.
I know. Dude, alt-rock didn't need a ballad. It was already whiny enough.
Right.
You know?
This song is the way it is.
And it's the equivalent it's, when they sing with the hand.
Yeah, although, who knows? You wouldn't see it live, motherfucker. Yeah. Why play the hit?
Well, they're not gonna.
No. Stupid Radiohead.
Too artistic.
Look at this Shade 45 studio. Can we see any bullets hitting the glass? It's like a little fucking, a little section of Detroit right there.
It is, right? Yeah, little Shade 43 right next. You can see the SHA.
Yeah.
I walked by to do Legion, and there was a lot of undesirable standing
out
there.
Oh, it's crazy in that studio. Oh, let's hear the big finish. Oh, God. Whatever makes you happy. Oh, my God. It goes on. Whatever you want. You're so fucking special. God, who's looking in the back there? Travis. I think that was Travis. Like, is he done yet?
He just. I'm a crap. I'm a homeless.
So that guy does that. It gets a really good response from the audience.
Yeah, because it's a huge Radiohead song.
Yeah, it's a big Radiohead song. And he's a homeless guy. So there's that backstory kind of a thing.
Right.
So Opie.
It's 30 million views, by the way.
It's got 30 million views. Opie takes it, puts it on his fucking YouTube channel, SiriusXM's property, by the way, and then just pockets the cash. I don't know if he went to Homeless Mustard and gave him any fucking money.
I'm going to guess no.
Based on his past experience with homeless people, like with cakes, perhaps not.
I honestly don't know if he did.
I don't know.
We
either.
Had him back a few more times to do songs that it didn't work out, like that one.
But do you think he got a cut of it for 30 million views on fucking YouTube? You think Opie fessed up with that, knowing
that
Opie?
I don't know.
The way we do, he's one of the cheapest motherfuckers I've ever known.
It's really seriously wrong though. If he's homeless, like is he still around, Homeless Mustard?
I don't know, honestly. I don't know where he is or where...
Is he with Homeless Ketchup?
Fuck, wait a minute. Wait. Did you hear that? Wait. What is he with Homeless Ketchup?
What about...
Cut his pot out.
Good one, Chip.
I love when...
I think you should relish in the profits, right? I'm on fire.
Condiments, go. 10 minutes.
Mayonnaise.
Condiment humor.
That mayonnaise shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, guys, fucking. Wait. Let's salsa dance. I love doing it because it just reminds me of Jimmy.
I know.
It makes me laugh every time.
I love it so much that I had to. You brought him up earlier, and I just kept thinking of the worst jokes.
I love when he picks, like, he'll do something like that, like condiments, 10 minutes, go. Like, and a comic is like, what?
Well, that was the first time I did the show. I'm sitting next to this gorgeous porn star.
Yeah.
And then you get it completely. That one dude kept dying. I think his heart was stopping. And then he's just dying. Like, out of nowhere, he's like, Scooby-Doo, 10 minutes, go. I'm like, what?
Go.
I sent Dave all the pictures from my copyright claim.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to take a look at them, they're there.
Okay, cool.
I figured you would like this story, though. Thanks, guys. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thanks. Yeah, like I said, I don't know. Based on how I know Opie and what I've seen over the years, I wouldn't doubt it. That's for sure.
I think, honestly, he had some sort of agreement that he was allowed to use his cameras to tape stuff like that and put it up on his channel. Because I remember for a while they were trying to take all of our stuff off his channel and put it on the SiriusXM Common channel.
Yeah. Wasn't it kind of the Pell Talk sort of idea?
Wouldn't you think that if he was going to do that, that there should be some kind of revenue sharing between myself, Jimmy, and Opie, at the very least? Yeah. Perhaps even, you know, it could have gone toward a yearly Christmas party thing or something other than just paying for Opie's fucking Hampton house.
Or maybe a sandwich for a man who sleeps on the sidewalk.
Maybe that.
Holy fuck.
Something like that.
Well, that's a whole other discussion.
What a schemey.
Well, that's a shit thing to do.
I think he worked it out where he was allowed to have video up on his channel.
And
he must have. Yeah. Well, I mean, he would have been sued if he didn't,
I
think.
Just a fucking douche, man.
I don't
what
know him,
asshole.
But you
just
should give
him. Just a miserable, fucking selfish asshole.
You should give him $20. That's a lot to those people.
If that guy right? has to fucking fess up any money to him in order to not get a strike on YouTube, I mean, what the fuck? That's just awful.
That's fucked up.
That is so fucking stupid. I understand copyright shit. We get people all the time that try to rip this shit and play it for free in places, and you could go fuck your mothers as far as that's concerned. That we will pursue.
When they pull it for, when they pull whole episodes and they say, oh, it's fair use. It's fair use is commentary or a news clip or something, not taking the entire appearance of a guest.
Yeah, the whole show or something like that. So, you know, that, but a Fox News segment from years ago of Patrice talking on, what's his name? Gibson. I think it was,
Well, and really, it's because Fox,
Charles,
though. What was it?
Charles Gibson? Gibson or
Henry Gibson.
What?
Henry Gibson.
Fox. But it seems that Fox allows it to be public domain. Like, a lot of those channels do. Right. That's what's weird.
For some reason, he's claimed Fox News' property because Patrice is on it? What a fucking asshole.
I mean, really, shouldn't that go to Patrice's, like, family?
You would think. No. No.
I don't talk to him. I have no idea.
I don't talk to Patrice either.
Yeah, no one talks to Patrice. I haven't seen that guy in years. James, what's up?
Hey, Ant. I just wanted to ask, what about homeless Andrew? Fucking dipshit kept claiming that, oh, we took care of him. We took care of him. We took care of him, brother man.
We take care of shit. But we passed him on a daily basis going for the walkover. And whoever was along on the walkover would hand him money. And a lot of the times, we'd give him a 10 or something like that. Opie, literally a dollar or two. One thing that I will tell you that was a constant with Opie, he never had cash on him. Ever. The guy would constantly have $2 in his pocket. The guy, literally millions of dollars contracts. I'm not saying you got to walk around like, Who's got a lot of money? John D. Rockefeller. You know, I'm not saying you got to be like Mr. Pennypacker. But have more than $2.
My grandfather was the type to give you $100. And you know who my grandfather was. I mean, get the fuck out of here. You already know who my grandfather was. I know
Milton Berle, my friend.
Indeed, sir.
That was your grandfather for real? Yes. That's incredible.
Milton Berle, Uncle Milton.
Did you inherit that cock?
Yeah,
okay. I was going to say that.
I'm a motherfucking pencil dick, sir.
I appreciate your honesty.
Uncle Milton.
Uncle Milty was known for the
Big dick.
That dude was fucking
Forrest Tucker.
Hilarious, man. That's
to talk about their giant cocks.
That's an awesome person to be related to, if not the best person.
James, thank you. Yeah, he would get, the Andrew would get nothing. He would get whatever the listeners gave him.
Can we
stepped on his cake, which I, you know, I'm not going to get on him for that because we thought it was hilariously funny too. You know, whatever.
We see the cake stomp video for people
later,
that might be.
All right, take
new.
It easy, man. Yeah, let's watch the cake stomp video. Me and Jimmy were very uncomfortable with this, by the way. We laugh. Because, again, it's funny. It's so cringeworthy and nasty. And now he's trying to backtrack and say, you know, it was a bit. I gave him money after that. We were right there. You never had two fucking bucks in your pocket, motherfucker. And that credit card, when we used to go out to dinners. Yeah, Garrett remembers that, too. We'd go out to dinner, a big fucking dinner with everybody, the staff and everything, and I would fucking have to pull out the credit card because dummy would just leave, or he pull that. Well, all I had was really.
I think I was 25 when I started reaching for the check, and I do every time I go anywhere.
And he said he didn't have a Coke. My tip calculator. Yeah. My son got it for me.
Throw in a dollar, you cheap son of a bitch.
You weren't there, but I don't know why I was at dinner with Voss.
Yo.
But he one time, he couldn't read.
You wanted your meal all wet?
And he opened up his wallet and pulled out the night owl. It was that little glass that has a magnifying glass with the light.
Oh, God.
So he could read the menu.
Oh, old Jew.
Why would you like attached to a book?
Yeah. There's Andrew. Is Opie getting money for this, too? This video?
Couple win. about an hour ago?
Last night.
Oh, last night?
Yeah,
party with the guys?
What's in the box?
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 You
guys,
What is it?
Wow, that is good, but I am not touching
it. You eat it, Andrew.
Hey, no, it's some kind of a cinnamon... No.
Put it down for a second.
...hanky thing.
That's not...
That's why I love you guys.
That's not... You know, I earned that. Come on.
I earned that, man.
I earned that.
Oh my God! It really is bad. That is really fucking bad.
Oof. Ah, I don't know if. Oh my!
Oh, me and Jimmy were standing there like you don't hear us.
You actually like don't hear you laughing.
Like, oh boy! Oh boy!
Like you, you would immediately like go get him a new cake, right?
Right. That's what you would do.
You do that?
No, no. We had a show to do. Opie,
you didn't do it.
No. Fuck him.
It's very clear who did it.
I mean, he did get money from the listeners on the walkover. He would sit there, and when we would have the walkover, he became kind of a personality on the way over. So the listeners that joined us on the walkover would throw him a few bucks, and
yeah.
It worked out for him and stuff. But there's no – that doesn't pay for the degradation of that. Stepping on the guy's food and then throwing a few dollars at his feet is, you know – that's not just that maybe on paper it worked out mathematically that in the long run he got more money than the cake was worth, but yeah. How much for the dignity of a guy that, you know, like that. So it was pretty bad.
That's probably the only full cake he's had in a good 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like his 9th birthday party was probably the last time when he was at the orphanage and they gave him a cake.
Funny story. Shortly after that, he became president.
I forgot about that.
Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
Oh, very cool.
And notice we're not working there anymore.
Well, that's what happens.
What happens when you smash a guy's cake? Smash my cake, motherfucker.
Yeah, coming to my office. You remember this cake, motherfucker? Yeah.
I earned that, and you're fired.
This cake is now you eat it, or you're fired.
Eat the cake and my cock if you want job.
Eat cake off my cock. Smash cake.
Yeah, you like that.
Yeah.
Why aren't you stepping on it now?
I've been frosting it with cum for the last 5 years.
Oh, that's terrible.
Lick the icing is buttercream.
Oh, God.
That is, that's sad.
It was very sad. It didn't, Opie never really knew the line. Like, he would do things like... Like the poker chips once. He had a big bunch. Somebody brought in some presents for us.
Yeah.
And it was kind of, they were lame, but, you know, we're like, oh, thank you. And Opie just took it and, like, threw it hard at the person. And it's like.
Oh, that's not okay.
Never knew, because that's what we're saying about him not understanding, like, funny and the line between, like, that's not funny.
No, throwing a gift at someone is just shitty.
Yeah, but it became like. How shitty he was became the joke, but it was still him being shitty because he was incapable of being
funny. At least there was a joke involved. So.
Yeah, but he's funny. Now he's funnier, though, than me and Jimmy's.
What saved that bit was you leaning over the console and the Scus going, now clean it up!
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
Jimmy and you just doing Godfather lines.
I turned it into a little movie bit. And then, yeah, that's him throwing cereal at Roland... Like, I didn't get that either.
Roland seems like a smart dude.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't know what the
So, wait. Roland was the one that he video camered shitting.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't he tell on you?
Of course. Like, the guy couldn't understand that he was making vicious enemies. Like, he never understood that everyone he worked with, he was turning into horrid enemies that... didn't like you so that you couldn't fuck with them and video them in the shitter. Like if Roland was a friend and he was really pissed about that, you go like, dude, don't fucking do that. What are you, an asshole? You don't film me shitting. They're like, dude, I'm so sorry. I got carried away with the show and everything. No, it's cool and everything.
Right.
No, don't do that. But he saw it like, oh, this asshole that's been fucking with me for years.
I was going to say, if he's your friend, you're not going to be throwing popcorn at him and humiliating him on.
This is true also.
I've always said that about my friends. They don't throw shit at me in front of a million listeners.
Yeah. He's got a couple of people that like still cling on.
Sure.
A few people from the actually literally like two people, I think. Maybe just one.
That's
show. But everyone else you know, they were waiting for him to do something so they could turn around and just call him a fucking asshole. We're obsessing by, with him again, I guess. They're just obsessed. Dude, do your show.
We are.
Do your show. What's the matter? You don't know how to do radio?
Clam I'm up. The funny one.
I'm funnier now than fucking... Oh, are you?
Watch me stomp this homeless person's hand.
Yeah. I swear to you, motherfucker has the ability to just latch on to someone that could drag his untalented ass. Now it's Carl Ruiz. Carl is a guy, like, he has his own personality and presence. He has a social media feed that he actually gets responses to, unlike fucking...
Yeah, I voted on his fast food thing the other day.
Yeah, his fast food thing. Like, he's got a life and a career outside of Greggy. Greg put his talons into him, like, please... Please, I need someone that could carry a show. Because what's Opie going to do? He's not funny. He's unable to present a program by himself.
Right. I hope he doesn't throw anything at him.
Yeah, yeah.
That may end.
I would say, what are we, a year or so in like that? Or maybe even longer when you include the fact that Carl was working for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
I will fucking guarantee you right now, Carl cannot fucking stand that guy. I guarantee it that right now, like in hindsight, we'll find out when it blows up. It always does. When it blows up, we're going to ask Carl when it was, and he'll say the same thing I did. Day one. I go, well, so when did you start getting a feeling like, oh, this Opie guy? He's like, oh, yeah, really early on. No, dude, I was plugging shit. I was fucking... He was paying me. I'm like, oh, I understand,
I feel
Carl.
Like you were really pushing through some shit in the audiobook.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's... Oh, he's the... He, you know, we were great.
Yeah, it was great. It was... again, you know,
doing
the show was great.
Takes over and over.
And, yeah. And, you know, he did... he was in the business and
you guys along. You guys were the best.
But it was...
You were the best.
It was absolutely a you know... I was doing the lifting as far as the on-air material went, and he was pressing buttons and knew how to talk to a program director. You know, that was the shit. But I just know. I would love to sit down with Carl and just be like, come on, man.
Will he do our show?
How do you feel?
Carl, that is.
I would love to have Carl on, but I don't want to fuck his shit up. I know Opie. I'd have Carl on, but then Opie wouldn't have him on again. I don't want to blow up Carl's fucking spot.
Oh, really? Okay.
He's doing good. Fuck it. Let him have a gig for as long before he fucking explodes and calls Opie what he is.
Well, then you can have him on.
Then I'll have him on.
Fun.
And that would be hilariously fun. Oh, my God.
I feel bad because I've never met Opie.
Yeah.
But I just, between you and Jim and these videos, it's hard to...
you know him. He's just... He's
hard to not pick sides. Actually, I have
funny.
Picked a side
he's
pretty heavily.
He's not nice. He's not smart. He's not... He's just not.
Let's name one quality. Can you do it?
Yeah, I would... All right, let me think.
Let's give a quality.
A quality. A quality of Greg Opie Hughes.
Yeah, I want to see if we... This is a good exercise.
It is. This is a...
Whenever people get down, I go, name five things you're grateful for.
Oh, Jesus.
I know. I'm not, I wouldn't ask you. No, but really, what's one... I'm sorry to put you
KD.
Here. I don't want to queer this up, but one quality.
A Greg Opie Hughes quality. All right, we
Greg,
can
listen.
Add compassion. He's compassionless. We can't add fun or funny. He's a miserable individual.
Sure, we've crossed those off.
We can't add smart. He is a blithering idiot.
What about loyal?
Well,
loyal.
I feel like Garrett was in on that.
The guy couldn't come up with the radio Opie logo, the Opie radio logo, before the email firing me was sent.
How about Jesus. He looks at friendship like a good bond, like a like a nice turd where you don't have to wipe.
Right, right. No, he's not a good friend because he doesn't even really have any.
Okay. Is he clean? Does he keep a clean car?
No.
Okay.
He's not. Many times he would come in unkempt and picking his nose and eating it.
Oh, right. Right, right, right. Well, that was my next one.
Is frugal a good quality?
Frugal would probably be a good quality if it didn't fall off the crevice, the edge of the crevice into profound cheapness.
Well, there's a difference between frugal with everyone else but yourself, too.
Right, yeah. No, even with himself. He's just
frugal with himself?
Cheap motherfucker.
I don't get that.
Like, he's cheap. It's terrible.
Does he ride a bike fast?
He does ride a bike, but even that, he'll ride a bike to video it to show everyone, look, I'm riding a bike. Like, that's what he does. He got the place in Upper West Side Manhattan to say, I live on the Upper West Side. Like, he goes on vacations to places.
Does he wear the outfit?
I think so, yeah.
Like the whole, like Sea-Doo outfit, but with a helmet on the bike? Like the whole Lance thing?
No, I don't think he wears a Lance Armstrong thing.
The whole, okay.
No, he just goes around and goes, yeah, I'm up by the GWB. Like, he talks about places. Yeah, I'm doing a loop through Central Park, man. A loop. Shut up!
No one outside of New York honestly knows what the fuck that means, by the way.
No
when you
one.
Say where you live.
And more importantly, no one cares. No one gives a fuck.
Anyway.
But there he is, like, riding his bike. Or he'll go on vacation just to tell people he went. He won't have a good time. We used to take common vacations. Like, we'd go to the same place or the station would send us to a certain place. And, like, he's just miserable there, too. So it was like just so he could come back and go, yeah, I was just vacationing in... He doesn't enjoy anything. It's just the story he can tell people that he thinks puts him above people. So, I guess that isn't a quality either. We found no quality.
Is he
better?
Is he a good family man?
That I don't know. I guess
I'd assume,
he's still
right?
married, yeah. Unlike myself.
So he could, that could be the quality.
So that might be a quality, but I don't know of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, what could I possibly
That's true, and you don't want to drag that into it. But
not
I think he might be. He's got his
family. Eatable as Mohammed Atta.
There you go.
I'm almost willing to get that.
I have two more suggestions.
All right.
Good beard grower.
Like a full beard.
That's a little niche, but...
Non-patchy.
He has a good beard.
He could grow a beard quickly.
All right.
Over time, he could grow a pretty big beard quickly, but...
Is that really the best a man can get?
I don't think... Yeah, he needs some Gillette razors or that beardsman thing. Just something to make it look less like Homeless Mustard's beard.
And number two was a picture taker.
Oh, right. You mean actually taking it or being in it?
Or do you mean just videographer?
Of himself?
He takes those artistic pictures.
Right. Sunsets. It's sunsets and everything.
Yeah. Oh.
He would take sunsets.
What? What is he, Thomas Kincaid?
It was just old Ansel Adams.
Which you could buy signed for $30 on his website.
That's right. He would take pictures with his phone.
Well.
With his phone, years ago phones, not even like new phones now, years ago phones. And then he'd go online, he'd sell the picture.
I'm getting one.
You're going to buy one?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Buy some of the he wouldn't do anything to it. He wouldn't know, because like he's too dumb to use anything like Photoshop. So he wouldn't even know how to bring out the best in the photo.
Where does he print it?
It's all done internally. Like, he just puts it on a site that people go there and they get it mailed to them or something.
Oh, so it's just he's not
framed and everything. Like, that's something that you can only do if you're trying to chisel your fans.
Then people tell them it's Ron Howard.
Yeah. Opie took this picture. Oh, you mean Ron Howard?
Yes, director? That one.
Yeah, that Opie. Yeah, okay. That's well, marvelous.
There were sunsets from his apartment. There was one where it was he was in a cab or something, and you saw Times Square through the prism of the rain on the windshield.
Oh, that was the worst picture ever. It was literally just a picture interfered by raindrops. You know how sometimes if someone has an artistic eye for photography and framing and stuff, you could take a picture of water on glass and look at the background and make it beautiful.
And it represents also maybe depression or sadness.
But that's the talent part of photography.
Yeah. If you don't take it right, it just is.
Right. Sad. It's just a messed up picture that's wet. It's just raindrops.
It's not a metaphoric sadness. It's just a shitty sadness.
I always laughed at that picture because it's like I've seen pictures where amazing photographers capture just an amazing picture through droplets of water. It's art. You can't just do it. You can't just do shit like that without knowing or having some talent. And this motherfucker thought he could just snap pictures with his phone and think they're just golden. Do you have that picture?
He took them all down from his website to buy. So it's hard
because we rag him so much about shit. He is the most knee-jerk, reactive guy ever.
Is he a tall guy?
He's 6 foot, I guess.
Yeah, to me, that's a giant.
Yeah.
So he could reach something up on a high shelf.
On a high shelf. If a midget needed something.
Yeah, like if I needed something.
Yeah.
And let's say the grabber I have at home can't get it.
All right. Well, the grabber's smarter.
Well.
And funnier.
And usually the grabber's fine. The
grabber's a hoot.
I've learned to live with my disability. Yeah. I live in this body because I'm brave.
Well, we're obsessing with the...
Yeah, we should...
I
Well, at least we came up with nothing.
You know what the great thing is?
We came up with no... Yeah.
If you look up Opie signed anything, it's all the guy from Sons of Anarchy. It's not even your show anymore.
Oh, the Opster.
Who's the guy on Sons of Anarchy?
I guess there's an Opie.
There's
on Sons
an Opie.
Of on Sons
oh,
of
I couldn't get past the first season, really.
Ryan Hurst is the actor's name. He plays Opie on Sons of Anarchy. Hurst stuff shows up.
I think there's
up
an Amber Alert.
Opie should have made a big thing over, like, it's time to stop the Opie thing. Like, at some point when we were, maybe when we got to Sirius or after... A little while at Sirius so people could know the name and know it was Opie and Anthony, that at some point do a kind of, all right, I'm 40 or something.
We could do a wrestling angle, like a big baptism or
something.
Yeah.
Dip him in a river. And it's like Opie's gone. Because he would always be like, ugh, now I'm stuck with this Opie thing. He loved it. He just loved it. Opie, I'm Opie. I'm the Opster. Ugh. The Dopester.
And there's an Amber Alert in the Bronx, though. I just want to say, if you're near the Bronx, there's an Amber. It says check local listings.
Yeah.
Are you adding a fucking step?
Yeah. It's
like, you want people to find the kid, or you
this
want...
is the info.
Yeah, that's a shit...
I got that one, too. I was on the train. It's like, man, I just immediately... I didn't even read it. I immediately just swiped away because I was watching some video.
I feel bad, yeah. Because with Amber Alerts, I could be next to the guy and I don't look up.
I don't know. Who gives a shit? It's always... It's never some fucking kidnapping.
No, it's always the fucking...
It's always the father,
dirtbag
father.
Yeah.
You know, took the kid for the weekend and didn't return it. And the wife, of course, wants full custody, so she calls the cops and makes a big... scene out of it.
Yeah, it's never really the real deal kidnapping.
Yeah.
It's never sexy.
No, it's not. One more call I want, because this I'm curious as to what Mike from California has to say about this. What is this, Mike?
Hey, guys. I just wanted
Hello.
To say, definitely put your money into wine coolers and condoms because Chris Hansen is in jail.
What?
Here's the good news, though. It's not for what you think.
Not for sex.
It's not for sex.
Chris, why don't you sit down in that seat over there?
We're going to go through what you owe.
So, Chris, do you have any condoms? Thank you, Mike. We're going to look into that. After I tell everyone about BetDSI, please find all the pertinent information on Chris Hansen's incarceration.
I'm going to pee.
It's Chris Hansen's incarceration. Hansen was a good earner.
BetDSI, people. Oh, boy, the NFL division game's done. And that means only four teams remain. And, of course, that sets the stage for the big game, the Super Bowl. Who's going to win? More importantly, whom? Whom? Is that proper? Whom should you pick? The experts there at BetDSI are going to help you. Last weekend was a great opportunity to make some bucks. So if you picked correctly, they'll pick your nose and eat it. Picked correctly. Let me ask you this. How would you like to double your money guaranteed? This isn't like Opie, where you lose money or he takes it from you. You're doubling your money. When you register with the promo code KumiaBall right there on BetDSI, you double your money instantly. Yeah, get you going for the championship weekend. BetDSI is offering to double your money on your first deposit. Oh, yeah, that's right. Deposit and start winning right now. And get up to $2,500 free. You heard right. That's double your money right from the get-go when you use the promo code KumiaBall. Pew, pew. When it comes to football, BetDSI's got odds on everything you could want or imagine. NFL, NCAA football, MLB, NBA, UFC, esports, all other global sports, politics, celebrities, reality shows. If it's happening, BetDSI is going to put a line on it. BetDSI, been online for 20 years. Impeccable. Impeccable reputation for great service and fast fading. One of the guys on the couch, when I stopped and went, he leaned over like, is the mic working? Impeccable. Yeah, great mobile interface. You play, you win, you get paid anytime, anywhere. You know you're ready to win, don't you? And you could do that instantly. Double that bankroll by using the code KumiaBall. And you win straight away. Promo code KumiaBall. Get in on the action. Enjoy those games that much more and get paid. BetDSI.com. We love you. We love you, Anthony. You're a good boy. Twilight Zone? Yeah, love that one. Garrett, what's going on back there? Young Garrett is roadieing something. It's like a roadie for Leonard Skinner. Just runs in and plugs in the mic, and I could get back to playing Green Grass and High Tides, the live version. You got 3 hours? We'll listen to it. What the hell else is going? Oh, we wanted to know about Chris Hansen. This is crazy. I hope it's nothing too bad.
Nah, not really.
Oh, is it money shit?
Money, yeah.
Embezzling? No.
Bouncing checks. It's a little disappointing.
Oh, no. To Catch a Predator host, Chris Hansen charged with bouncing checks after payment for a $13,000 order of marketing material.
I know, right?
I've taken a picture of the sunset through some rain.
Yes,
I'm selling it as a...
I'm going to need 288 t-shirts of a sunset outside my apartment.
13 large. Oh, my God. No, mugshots are just the worst thing. Let me read that.
Imagine him walking into jail. They're like, hey, remember me, motherfucker?
Yeah. Hey, yeah, you're real funny when you're fucking wearing that suit, motherfucker.
Yeah, you real something.
The good thing about this, Chris can now be the host of the co-host of this program.
Well, that's
true. Got a mugshot. That's the only criteria. 13 grand for marketing materials failed to go through. The check, 59-year-old TV host was charged on Monday in Stamford, Connecticut, for issuing bad checks. Hansen had ordered marketing material, including 355 mugs. Yeah, 355 of those mugs. Yeah. 288 T-shirts and 650 vinyl decals from a local vendor for upcoming events. What kind of event?
Yeah, did he normally hand out stickers to the pedophiles?
Yeah, I fuck kids coffee mug.
Yeah,
Oh, that's great. You drink it out of the tiny little dick.
Yeah, it's a little it's like a it's like a teapot. Just
you put a tiny little penis on the side.
Yes. Yeah,
something to drink our Zima out of. the bill came to about $13,000, according to the arrest report. The vendor told police that Hansen had agreed to pay the bill before the items were delivered. The check was written on behalf of Hansen News LLC 3 months after getting the invoice. The check bounced, and Hansen apologized before he offered to pay his bill in partial payments. The vendor contacted police in April after he had still not been paid for the goods. What a scumbag. Not him.
I want him back on the show.
I don't know. Let me go back a little. Go back. I want to see what happened. Police told Hansen that he'd had ample time to pay the invoice and warned that he would be arrested for larceny. Hansen issued a personal check to the vendor in April, but it bounced 3 days later. Wait, he paid again after the police warned him. The TBO's contacted the vendor and promised to have the money by the end of the day, saying he had sold a boat to cover the... Oh, no. Oh, Chris.
So
Hansen never delivered the money. Oh, jeez. Okay. He's had some ample.
Holy fuck.
Let me see the rest of that.
He's not good with cash.
Hansen never delivered a warrant for his arrest. He handed himself in on Monday. He's released without bond after he signed a written promise that he would attend an upcoming court appearance. Well, you can't trust him with anything. Of course, he was the host of To Catch a Predator until 2007. They became host of Crime Watch Daily in 2016 and has been a guest of this very program. We welcome Chris Hansen back on this show to explain what happened.
Yeah.
Listen to anybody.
There's two sides to every story, not there just the one that's, you know,
the guy that's
the right one I just read.
Yes. Sorry. I keep this check here from Chris Hansen.
Yes.
He bounced check. It is store policy.
Yes. He's not allowed here.
I call my chicken little. Little. It's little Chris Hansen. Because he bounced checks too.
Had he let me off that day, I would have waived the balance. But
you,
no.
You ever see that Seinfeld? It's hilarious where Jerry bounces the check.
Yeah, yeah.
At the fucking, it's the clown check.
Yeah.
And he bounced check. It's like, well, it's the store policy. He goes, but you run the store. Even I am not above the policy. I love that one. Wow. Now the speculation. What the fuck is going on with Chris Hansen that he couldn't come up with the check and had to sell a boat and then still didn't?
I would have guessed multimillionaire, though, for real, right?
I would absolutely guess that.
Isn't Catch a Predator in syndication? I mean, it is, right?
I'm not sure.
I think you can watch old reruns.
MSNBC or something?
Wasn't the conviction rate, though, like nothing?
No, I think it was pretty.
Was it high?
Good.
Okay, because I've
Once
heard different.
They got the cops involved. Initially, it was just.
Yeah, because he wasn't a law enforcement.
Yeah, he worked with some internet people.
Yeah.
I forgot the name of the group that he worked with. What were they called?
12-year-olds?
Yeah. But they had the decoys and everything. And
yeah.
NBC would set up the cameras and everything. And they would really just let the people go afterwards. They would talk to them and be like, all right, you're free to go. And
oh,
they
never
leave.
Got caught.
And then.
Was it Perverted Justice?
Perverted Justice. Yeah, that was the group he worked with. And then they started involving the police. And they would tackle them outside the place. And,
oh, well, the first one's just sort of a relief to them.
Yeah, although it would, you know, you're on camera on NBC, so it was kind of destroying your life.
Sure.
But at least you were leaving.
You're still heading home.
Yeah, you're going home.
I think really the icing on the cake was the getting tackled by police.
Right, it wasn't just speaking with Chris Hansen.
It wasn't just trying to be like, no, I thought we were like role-playing.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know she was 13. I thought we were role-playing, because that's what a lot of people would say.
Hey, Chris, could you let me off the hook? I'll write you a check.
Yeah, huh? You get it, man?
Very funny.
Oh, that's very good.
That's hilarious.
I sold a boat.
Yeah, I sold a boat to... it wasn't my boat.
No.
But I sold it.
I've now dug myself another hole, but I have your money.
What happened? All right, what is Chris Hansen's...
I feel like he...
Is he divorced? He did wait.
Yeah, the last time he was in, it was his kids were in college. He was going through some.
Yeah,
he had had that episode where he was caught cheating, I guess, and then he gets divorced. Man, those divorces!
It's not good if you cheat too.
And then the kids in college, and he's not with NBC anymore.
And
it's his own thing. Crime Watch is like. That Hansen thing, and it's oh my goodness.
And he's the sole provider for two. I guarantee you his wife wasn't working.
No,
just don't do shit.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
I really
feel bad for him.
Oh, it's terrible. But
like, well, maybe what if it was
a
shit
up till the third time?
Yeah. Well, what if it was a shit product though?
Oh, and you think maybe Hansen was like,
I'm not paying for this.
Yeah. Like the handles are on the inside or something.
Yeah, something stupid. The stickers don't stick too well or something, right?
I got mugs and all of them had a chip in it. Mug. I'm going to return these. These are all chipped.
I ordered t-shirts.
Hey, hold on. I'm not done yet.
Oh, sorry, Chip.
Fucking, like, chipped. Okay, go.
I ordered t-shirts, but these were U shirts because use the next letter after T.
Fuck yeah! Wait. What about coffee shirts, beverages, and shirts? Go.
All right, shirts. You don't want coffee on them. You want a picture of coffee, but not the stain.
Soda shirt, a water shirt.
You don't want a water shirt unless it's on a girl. Titty water.
B. C. T-shirt.
You get
Sunny D.
Sunny D.
T-shirt. Fuck. We got 40 more minutes. Go. I'm so mad. I missed.
Jim knows we're warming up his show today.
I know. If you want to hear the real Chip, please. It's Sunday. He's taping tonight. Unfortunately, I cannot be there. I will be doing the PKA podcast tonight.
Do you know about this reason why Catch a Predator ended?
I heard it did not end well.
The president of NBC walked in.
They were like trying to catch a guy, and like a week before they were ready, he just stopped communicating with them. So they were like, "Well, fuck this, we'll get him at his home." And they set up a sting at his home, and they like hid in his bushes and stuff. And then he pulled out a handgun and shot himself with all the cameras there.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So then they just like fuck.
Why didn't they air that?
That is the most awesome episode
ever. Greatest episode of television ever. Oh, how is that not heroic? You got a pedophile to blow his fucking head off.
Wow.
Wouldn't you watch To Kill a Pedophile, like, right after?
To Kill a Pedophile.
Dude, that's the end game.
So, here's a gun.
Who sued? What did they sue? Yeah, here's a gun.
Oh,
you can shoot me or shoot yourself.
Dude, that sounds like something that can absolutely be litigated.
But they should kill themselves.
Because what you're looking at is somebody who wasn't convicted of anything.
Yeah.
Wasn't even being accused, really, of anything. That was then harassed and threatened with this prospect of being labeled a pedophile. To the point where he killed himself.
I do feel like it was an admission of guilt, though, when
probably.
Blew his fucking head off.
Probably.
It's kind of like saying,
he thought he was off the hook. It's like, fuck, I just missed getting it. Oh, I'm fucking not talking to anybody now.
Yeah, they said
hello.
Because they started running websites to tell people where the predator, To Catch a Predator, was.
Score! Yeah.
Oh, no, it's Chris Hansen. What the hell is going on?
Wait a minute.
Oh, God, it's Chris Hansen! Chris Hansen! Oh, I knew it! There aren't really brownies!
Oh, my God!
You have something to do with this? Answer me!
Stupid shit!
What? Nobody talks to me like that! Why don't you take a seat? Take a seat, right over there.
Suck it, asshole licker dick fart!
I'll tell on you!
Holy shit. So that's what that episode...
I had no idea that's what that was about.
I didn't either. So the guy shot himself. Where's that story? I want a few more details.
I do.
That's
I'm just reading it from Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
Does it say anything about the guy? Like, was he married?
I feel like he was lived alone and was single his whole life.
That'll happen when you bang kids.
He was a assistant district attorney in Texas. So.
Oh boy!
Oh,
that one. Even if you're accused,
he thought he could get himself off from all the times he got off.
So right, Chip? What are you doing here? It's my house.
Yeah.
Why are you here in this kitchen? Yeah. My kitchen. Now, there's a young girl in there. It's my granddaughter. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't work that way unless they come to the house.
Now, whose gun is that?
Yeah.
Whose mouth is that you're putting it in?
What do you think you're doing?
Whose brains are all over that door?
Blowing your brains out.
Dude, if
you're
leaving
this planet, could you transfer money into my checking account?
Dude, I would have just looked around, and if nobody witnessed it, I'd be like, let's just hit the old bricks. Like, let's wrap it up, guys.
Yeah.
Did not see this one coming.
The fucking the assistant with the radio. Yeah, all right, pack it up.
Yeah.
Pack it up.
Miss,
we're going, Chris, we're going to get you out of here.
This is kind of one of those win-lose situations. Like, we're glad he's dead, but not because of us.
But, wow, did they actually get that on camera? Why haven't we seen that?
We should see the video.
Did that not leak out?
Oh, no. You know he's doing that.
Get away. Yeah. I'm not a pimp.
Yeah. You know he's like, I'm not who you think I am. Like,
I never
touch a child. He puts a gun in his mouth.
Touch that supple young ass.
The fucking the barrel of the gun is the biggest thing he's ever had in his mouth. No.
Shit.
Chris Hansen.
To set the time, the thing that set them off was he deleted his MySpace page.
MySpace?
Yeah, that's when it happened. You know,
like that's what caused him to blow his head.
That'll
that's
do
what
it.
Tipped them off that they thought he was like trying to delete. He found out somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's an assistant district attorney. He must have found out that they were investigating him. So he deleted everything, started to get rid of evidence, and they came to his house, and he killed himself.
You ever see the guys that write, like, to the girls, and it says, yeah, well, I just want to be careful. You know, I don't want to be on that Chris Hansen show and get arrested and get in trouble. And it's like, and they still show up to the exact same chain of events. All right, I'm going to get the laundry. Just come on in. There's some.
Right. Yeah. Because all of a sudden, a 9-year-old who made cookies and got beer.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, really? A fucking 12-year-old girl is.
Yeah. Just sit down for some lemonade I freshly squeezed. This isn't a trap.
Just come on in. I have to put a new water pump in the Chevy.
It's amazing how much those pedophiles were just like, sure, I'll have a cookie.
They're willing to really give the benefit of the doubt the situation.
I mean, I like them a bowl of M&Ms before I rape a child.
I think that just goes to show you how rare it really is that's available. Like that you're going to go online, it's really going to be a girl, you're really going to go over the house and really have sex. I think, like, It's so blown up in their head, like, I think this is it.
Yeah, it's finally.
I'm going.
I've tried this so many times, and it's finally.
I've seen the show, and usually the girl comes to the door, and she says she's doing something, but come in.
Yeah.
And then she leaves the room and leaves me alone in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Now, she's done exactly this.
Right.
But she didn't say she was doing laundry.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Yeah, so I think I'm fine here.
It's fine. We're good. I'm just going to sit down.
Why don't you sit down? Oh, fuck. Yeah.
Sit down and pour myself a glass of iced tea.
Iced tea and brownies.
And have one of these fudge.
Just put this bag of contraband and condoms.
Yeah.
And
have a Keebler. Yeah, set down this lube and fucking... Dude, people suck.
God. Oh, poor Chris Hansen.
I would have loved, though, if that show was just once they came in, you just shot him in the face.
That would be good, yeah.
Yeah, just leave a gun on the table and see what they do with it.
Did you write that you want to have sex with it? And it's like, well, all I meant was, bam, and then you shoot
gotcha.
Him. And our next case.
Yep, our next one. And then they bury him upside down.
Yeah.
The guy's sister sued NBC for $100 million, and then it was settled out of court. So,
for an undisclosed amount of $50
million. Yeah. Or an undisclosed amount of $12.
Wow.
Yeah, they probably did lose big because there was no evidence.
That's some kind of crazy harassment and the damage you can do.
How weird would it be?
What is that, libel? Slander?
They could have just called the show to hunt a predator, and then you could have him just in the bushes with, like, war paint.
Yeah.
Just hiding in there, like Martin Sheen in Apocalypse Now in his pool.
Oh, yeah, he just comes out of the
front. Leaking up.
Like,
I didn't do it.
Oh.
Where's my revolver?
For him.
But at least he had a sister.
Yeah.
She certainly cashed in. Can you imagine?
The embarrassed sister just spending that...
Oh.
That fucking pedophile blood money.
Right, you keep... Well, yeah, but you know you didn't want the fucking guy over anyway visiting your family.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like now you lose the creepy uncle and you gain $50 million.
Yeah. Bob would fuck kids, but it got me this house.
Yeah, it's a pretty big house.
Pretty big. It's nice. I got plenty of money in the bank.
I got all the kids through college, and they haven't been touched since he died.
Why don't they? Why doesn't she throw Chris Hansen some fucking money?
She should.
Pay that check.
Yeah, he's the one that got rid of that fucking. That
hey, money bags.
You had
could I have a couple of bucks?
Yeah.
I'm responsible.
Remember, I'm responsible for your brother blowing his head off?
I wonder if they sued him individually, too.
They might have.
They all do that. Like, maybe Chris Hansen had to pay money, and then the divorce and all that. Oh, who knows? Because I got to imagine Chris Hansen has turned a nice dime. If fucking the Sitch made $9 million.
Yeah.
But they're both in jail.
Yeah.
So,
and judging by the situation, he didn't pay out the right amount of money.
No, no.
Not sure what $9 million he was supposed to keep. I call him the Sitch.
I love the Sitch.
Did you see Bad Baby just signed a close to $1 million makeup deal?
Who's Bad Baby?
This fucking girl.
Cash Me Outside, girl.
Cash Me Outside, girl.
Oh, God.
From fucking Dr. Phil has parlayed an appearance of her being a fucking asshole on Dr. Phil into a legitimate career. It's amazing. You gotta say this girl's a genius.
What's the makeup
she's
line?
She's got new caps, I guess, too. They put new teeth in her fucking head.
Isn't she like 13, though?
She was 13.
15.
She's 15.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Every year she gets a year older, right up to that target age of 17 in New York, 18 elsewhere. Believe me, I'm looking.
16 in Michigan. You only got to wait. So you only have days now.
Those tits are of age, if you ask me. What a set she's got on her. 15.
Nothing says garbage like those hoop earrings. I love it.
Yeah. So she got braces and then laminates, I think.
And a dog face.
They straighten her teeth out. Does she call them teeth or toofuses?
She calls them teeth.
She's all ghetto.
Y'all got my new teeth.
Yeah, so she, wow. She got $1 million makeup deal.
They'll sell.
It's just fucking astounding.
Is there a name of the makeup brand?
She wound up getting some credibility somehow. I don't know how. But she's puts out music that people apparently like.
Yep.
And
apparently Lil Wayne is a big fan.
She's got tats. She's had them since she was fucking 13.
She's got press-on nails because you can't be garbage without them.
Those. Nothing better than being at a McDonald's or something and seeing them go, here your change.
Yeah.
They got to pick up the change like, let me get that for you. They don't even know how to make change.
Actually. No.
How much is that? Why you give me an extra nickel? Well, because it's come out to.
She have a grill? She has a gold grill?
She did for a little while.
Oh, okay.
When she became famous.
She knows the whole angle to play. She sold herself to the black community. It's fucking awesome.
All the people that she's surrounded with. You know,
my God.
She's what? She's 15 right now?
Yeah, yeah.
It's got to break at some point. All these rappers were getting with
her. Oh, they're fucking
her
or something.
And all these guys are going to do jail time and everything, and she'll walk off scot-free.
Yeah, because I'll tell you something. Yeah. They're not doing it out of the kindness of their fucking heart. It's either pussy or money or both.
Guys.
Yeah, you look at those fucking things.
Illegal.
I don't care if those are on a 3-year-old. If tits like that.
the more hormones they put in milk, the lower the consent's got to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at this.
A fucking hot-ass body on her.
She's also spent a lot of her money on gold chains.
What are you going to do? What is that on her head?
Is that her?
Twisted her hair up.
That looks like a trans version of her.
Yeah, yeah. Big tits, big
cock.
Oh,
God. I don't care for her.
She's just skanky. She looks all skanky.
Whenever you see the TMZ clips of her getting out of a Suburban or something,
yeah.
There's always like six huge jack dudes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
One rapper in a tracksuit.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's doing something they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One of them's just wiping his dick off on a sweatsuit.
She made a fortune. She's probably had fucking 20 miles of black cock through her. So, you know, enough with the fucking. Well,
that's what the makeup's for.
Enough with the Babe in the Woods act, Karen.
Is there a name of the makeup line? Is it Cash Me Outside?
Called a hose bag.
She had a champion shirt on. Well, it looked like champion, but it said Cash Me Outside.
Oh, well, you'll be glad to know it's a 6-month deal
with
Copycat Beauty, which will pay her $900,000.
God, makeup's where it's at.
Jesus Christ. How much does Greg Opie Hughes get?
She'll also rake in a percentage of the company's sales. So,
do they test it on chimps, or is that just who buys it? Sorry, she had to punch low.
Shark Tank, 6 months. You'll get $900,000. You'll also get a portion of the proceeds from the makeup.
And I want $10, 10 cents for every lipstick you sell.
And I want a royalty of a blowjob for every fucking piece of makeup.
Dude, this is why women hate us, though. If they make this much money off of makeup, because that's what they wear makeup for, is to look good for us.
Of course.
They must spend a fortune.
They always talk about that disparity in pay with guys and girls, men and women and whatnot. Look in the modeling world. I know there are male models and shit.
Yeah.
They make money and everything.
You're sitting next to one, pal. It's true.
But these bitches in that industry, they're making a shitload of money.
Yeah, they
more
do.
More than men do. So you want to go industry by industry. Sorry. Sorry when you go to the old nuclear reactor.
What's
a bunch of dudes working there.
But it's nice, though, when you can still refer to somebody in that industry as extremely successful as bitches.
Bitches, yeah. That's a hot bitch right there.
I'll call you bitch till the day I die.
Yeah.
Quiz?
Tom Brady's fucking...
Tom Brady's wife is worth more than he is?
Fucking Munchkin, whatever her name is.
Yeah, she's smoking.
Poor little Shriners kids. Just when I, anytime you think you might want to start going to church,
yeah,
and think there's a God, just turn that on.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I know he works in mysterious ways, but you give me one reason why a kid's got to be born with half an arm with fucking McNuggets at the end of it.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know what the fuck it is. Oh, good. Yeah, you got Skittles for fingers.
Well, at least the Asian girl with a nub does kind of have a modeling career.
Just keep it behind your back.
Well,
and then some of the nurses are okay.
Nurses,
oh, God.
Oh, this poor girl.
Yeah, I don't want any.
Oh.
Oh, what happened?
You're getting all my money tonight.
And then little Roland.
Look at this head.
Little Roland, doesn't he?
I feel like they just jizz in that hat after they pull out of one of them.
Yeah.
It's such a creepy hat.
They keep that one kid in a shed out back. That's
terrible. They do. Oh.
Keep me out in the shed. Some blankets in the hole. Mm.
The sad part is your best case scenario is being on that commercial. The other one's death.
That really is. that's your claim to fucking fame right there.
They got to save the cutest ones.
Hey, aren't you the kid from... That would be embarrassing. You just walk up to a kid with a disability at a store with his parents or something. You go, hey, I love you in the Shriners commercial. Yeah. It's like, he's not in the Shriners commercial.
You're like, oh,
sorry, I saw the whole...
Sorry, I.
Thing I thought.
I can't believe God allowed there to be more than one of those.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, God. Give me a break.
I think there's a God. I think there's an energy.
Oh, there you go.
I think you put out positive.
The energy that keeps things. A fucking kid from getting an arm.
I
that fucking gene shit we were talking about yesterday.
They're saying, when the cells stop, apparently they stall out.
The cells fucking on their way to go somewhere, and then it goes, I know how to do cells.
Yeah.
Oh, let the dopey, let the opie cells go and do it.
Apparently some cells are a new Maserati, and other ones are a fucking Pinto.
Or an old fucking Rambler.
It's a gremlin, and it's not starting.
It happens.
That's sad.
Goddamn shame. I know. I feel bad.
Shouldn't we fix that? Can't we? Like, shouldn't we have cell technology to build arms?
I don't know how that still happens. You think? And I know they could catch some of that shit in the womb. You think that doesn't show up on a sonogram? It's like, oh yeah, well, it's a girl. Congratulations. Looks healthy. I'm seeing two legs. There's an arm. And oh dear. Oh dear.
Sorry, we're 3 days past the mark of getting rid of this one.
Well, you just missed. You should have come in a little earlier.
This is a card for a guy named Tony.
Yeah,
he doesn't use anesthesia, but
you might want to go visit this guy in Camden.
He works at a Denny's behind a Denny's.
Back. Don't look in the dumpster.
Yes, no,
very
it's
depressing.
He, it appears to be an ice cream truck with a red cross on it. He will suck that party crasher right out of you. And I say go back to the drawing board. Try another one.
Yeah, take another whack at it.
We call it the old five-finger discount because your kid doesn't have the five fingers.
Literally five fingers. And a couple of a couple of pretzel nubs. Those delicious pretzel.
I say, yeah. How can I put it this way? You're not soulmates if you make this.
Well, I'm looking at the sonogram here, and you have something to chalk them up during push-ups.
Yeah, I've got a
need.
I've got some good news and some bad news.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is hockey equipment's really expensive.
Right, right.
The bad news is chairs are way more expensive.
Ha! Yeah, well, she's a girl, and the good thing, you're going to save on nail polish. I believe half or a quarter if she does her toes. Yeah. Or what's there. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
There's...
No, when we're kidding, don't get all...
Of course.
We're all uppity.
I'm the first one that talks about the poor little...
I feel like I'm going to adopt one day.
Yeah?
Just give
I don't think you
home.
Could adopt them. They have parents.
They do?
In the hospital.
Oh, that's true.
They were dropping them off like
yeah.
in a basket in front.
Yeah, that's true.
Drive them out to the country. And...
I was honestly 99.9% sure that was a fire station deal.
Yeah, they just... You just drop them off there.
Yeah, the doctor just leaves a basket with a blanket in, and he's like, just putting the choice up.
Yeah, okay. This is available. We're all about decisions and making your own choice.
Yeah, one's the bassinet after yeah. birth, one's a basket and a note. Which one do you want me to put this in?
Yeah. oh, this is great. This is a great embarrassing thing that happened to us, CNN. Let's just play the clip. I guess it's, you know, all this politics and political correctness and whatnot is going on. And people have their keywords and all kinds of shit they use to try to cover up things and make excuses for things. And this is absolutely blowing up in someone's face.
All right.
Radio interview.
Across different parts of the media world, done the work so that I'm qualified to be in each one. I never considered my color the issue. I considered my qualifications the issue.
Well, David, you know, that's a whole nother long conversation about white privilege and things that you have the privilege of doing that people of color don't have the privilege of.
How do I have the privilege of white privilege?
David, by virtue of being a white male, you have white privilege. This whole long conversation, I don't have time to get
Areva, I hate to break it to you, but you should have been better prepped. I'm black.
Okay, then I stand.
See, you went to white privilege. This is the falsehood in this.
Yep.
You went immediately with an assumption. Your people, obviously, or you didn't look. You're talking to a black man who started out in rock radio in Boston, who crossed the paths into hip-hop, rebuilding one of the greatest black stations in America, and went on to work for Fox News, where I'm told apparently blacks aren't supposed to work, but yet you come with this assumption and you go to white privilege.
David,
that's actually insulting.
It is, and I apologize because my people gave me wrong information. They told
well,
me
the whole white right privilege thing is insulting.
Greg Obiehus would be proud.
He just said, "What do you mean by your people?"
I was given wrong information about you, and I apologize.
But based on my color, you were going to something that I was part of, and just to add to it, my family background is white, black, Indian, Arawak, Irish, Scottish. I mean, it's so diverse. I'm like the UN when it comes to this. And this is part of the problem
you know
with driving a narrative around a construct like white privilege.
A spill?
Privilege is one thing. We're applied wealth, economy, various social factors.
He brings up a great point there. Her fucking error here, she didn't know what color he was. So she made an assumption of his race based on nothing but what his accomplishments were and his job and everything else. So it was her prejudice, prejudging, her assumption of who and what he was based on his qualifications. She couldn't imagine that he could have been a black guy.
And
very successful, worked at Fox News, yep. Well-spoken. In certain industries like rock radio and businesses yep. that aren't predominantly black, they're predominantly white. So she made this racial assumption based on the information and got it completely wrong because she was being prejudiced
yes.
in her head. It's so good, that clip. So good.
Well, and one, I don't know if she's aware, but black people have bass in their voice.
Yeah.
Who the fuck did you think you were talking
Yeah, that guy, yeah. like, the only other person maybe you'd mistake is Rick Astley.
I know, that's it. Yeah,
for they're never gonna give you up. It was like, he's a black guy, right? Holy yeah. shit, is it Ginger?
Yeah, that or St. Paul from St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Those yeah. are the only two people.
And everything else is My Lady Love.
Dude,
all that. Budweiser.
And on top of it, he looks like an older guy, too. He must have worked through a lot of shit at the time he was coming up
oh, yeah,
to
yeah.
be able to be that successful in those fields.
Yeah.
And she shit on it.
Shit on him. What rock radio did he do in Boston? I don't remember him from the day back in the
90s. He said he restructured it as a hip-hop station.
Rock radio in Boston was either, you know, AAF. I don't remember him there. I don't remember any black people there.
I don't.
What a racist station that was.
Yeah. I yeah. don't know.
And then BCN, they had a black guy.
Is that what the N was?
Yeah. BC. Oh, Jesus. ZLX, that was another one. Anything? No, there's no.
I'm just getting the Boston radio.
I feel like we're just stalling with letters.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Oh well.
DMT. There was.
I guess maybe he was behind the scenes, something like that.
Could have been. Could have been a producer.
And then you find out like he was the janitor.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, oh motherfucker, you were the janitor. If you told the woman that, she wouldn't have brought up that white privilege shit.
That is amazing though, where it's like, when she's asked to explain the reason why he gets mad, he goes, "Explain how that's white privilege."
Yeah.
She couldn't actually explain what white privilege
no.
was, and then that's also what pissed him off. Was like, you can't even like one, you're wrong because I'm black.
Yeah.
And two, when I asked you to explain it, you couldn't do it.
You couldn't explain it.
I can't get into all that right now.
That was a perfect litmus test because she had no idea of his race.
Yeah.
And instantly thought he had gained somehow from white privilege after he described his successes and where he is in life. She assumed, well, that has to be white privilege. And it's like, no, he's a black guy. How much did that just totally blow the white privilege argument out of the water? A black guy did it. So where's the white privilege?
Right.
So
and just as a radio show host, for a short amount of time that I've been, I research anybody who I don't know.
Oh, you better.
So I immediately know who I'm
talking
to. You
better know if they're black or white.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, yeah. It'd be weird if I'm sitting next to them.
yeah. Well, your white privilege.
Yeah.
The fuck are you?
I'm sorry. I don't look at anybody. With
I don't see color.
Yeah. I don't see it.
I bet you don't. Well, that was awesome. And then there's... is this one of these martial arts masters that, like, push people and they don't even touch them?
Yeah, this is one of the weirder ones I've seen, though, because it starts off in round two.
Uh-huh.
But it's, you know, one of these fake guys against a real guy, so how did he even get to round two?
So it's a real MMA guy.
So he fights like he's doing a tent revival?
So I think the MMA guy is just, like...
in on it?
or like... You know, like stringing it along or making it go longer than it has to just to.
Yeah, because these guys, the internet is full of these masters that they don't do anything. They go. And the guy flies down.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's so funny.
You can keep talking because it has a long build up.
Long
too.
Build up.
It's a weird fight where he just keeps kicking the guy's leg and stuff.
Do K-pop girls come out with the ring cards?
They do.
Do they sing Baby Shark?
That language is just a mess.
Oh, it's terrible. There was a girl on the phone on the train before speaking that.
Yeah.
And it was just this whining cat in heat sound.
Well, yeah, it's a king. How? Yeah.
What the fuck up?
50 for tugging it. King cow.
So can the master do
Who's the master? The fat guy?
The master is the pudgy, doughy old guy.
Correct, yeah.
Huh.
Look at him. He can't even fucking...
This guy's a fucking master, and he makes me feel like I could be one.
All right, so this is...
Is he...
Yeah, the other guy looks like he's just going, all right, whatever.
What's on his face? A jock strap?
But then it gets to like the time where he needs to win the bet or whatever, and then he just... knocks him out in the second.
He decks the master?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, he's just fucking with the guy. He's letting him punch him in the face because it does nothing.
Yeah, there's no way the other guy's fighting.
I am the master. Oh, he's kicking him in his... He's going to break something.
He seems very old.
Yeah, that's...
But you never know. Asian people look either 20 or 80. There's really no difference.
They grow those...
Yeah.
Long... mustache and beard.
Like Asian don't crack or cracks real hard.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, a knee to the face. Some master. Didn't see that coming.
That's his master?
Oh, my God.
Now, I'll tell you what. Back in America, you could never kick your master like that.
No. Oh, God. He's got edamame ears.
Oh, the cauliflower?
I couldn't think of any other vegetable. Any Chinese vegetable.
The little cauliflowers.
Cauliflower ear. You want a nice cauliflower ear with a pepper sauce?
Yeah.
Very good.
You want the duck sauce for my cauliflower ear?
Very good. We put the duck sauce.
Go ahead. They'll rake it off my cauliflower ear.
Then,
rake it off. Yes, E-Rock. Sorry.
No, oh, E-Rock, I didn't want to interrupt. I just wanted to ask you a question about something that came out today.
Oh!
And your thoughts on it.
Who came out?
I did.
Unfortunately, it's not that exciting.
Oh.
But there was a teaser that was released earlier today that everyone thought was fake, and now is being reported that it's true.
Really?
So there's a teaser for Ghostbusters 3.
I read about this yesterday. I guess Jason Reitman.
Sony got Jason Reitman back
on board.
Fuck,
yes.
To continue the franchise and ignore the Paul Feig one.
Thank God.
Right. And it's not a reboot. It's not going to be a rehashing. It's going to be a continuation. Allegedly, it's going to be the script that Dan Aykroyd had in the
90s. Is Egon a ghost?
I don't know what this is. Nobody thought this was real until a few hours ago. Oh. Now, like Hollywood Reporter... and other sites that are more credible are saying that this is a thing Sony's doing. In 2020, there's
a say
teaser.
It's fucking sexist. Why do they have to overshadow now the woman's version that was so funny that people got fired and thrown off the internet for critiquing it?
Yeah. Well, we could do a quick movie review, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
It's pure shit.
Because it's shite.
And I honestly tried to watch it with an open mind, and I like Melissa McCarthy, and I like Kristen Wiig. I was like, I'm going to watch this, and it's shit.
Well, some reviews... These girls are hilarious, funniest movie I've ever seen.
No.
And I know comedy, Greg Opie Hughes.
Wow.
An amazing review right there.
It's actually Cake Smasher, but I think you...
From Cake Smasher, cheap fuck.
From 8% tip.
From unfunny, cake smashing... Chisler.
Is it real, though? Like, do they have Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and...
It's a teaser, so you're not seeing a whole lot until the very end.
Can
of
we
the
see
teaser.
The teaser?
Yeah, we have it right here.
Car. Gotta see the car, right? Bing, ding, 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 ding. Huey Lewis is happy. He gets some more money. Ripping off his song.
I hope he doesn't. What is it, something J. Parker Jr.?
Yeah.
Something Lewis Parker,
Yeah, that looks like the barn from Back to the Future.
Yep. Or the one I used to kill people in. Yeah.
Oh,
fuck yeah!
Ding, 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 ding. I want a new drug. One that won't make me... Oh, Ghostbusters!
Tell him about the Twinkie.
Ray fucking, Parker Jr. That's
Ray Parker Jr. That
Ray
was
Parker
it.
Jr. Ripped off Huey Lewis. Huey
we
made a
we've
boatload.
Analyzed that Every like year, there's at least something that comes up where you go, yeah. Hey, remember when Ray Parker Jr. had
to pay Huey Lewis a fuckload of money?
You can tell he didn't really have the chops, seeing as he hasn't had a hit since 1984.
Yeah.
That'd be the last hit.
Ghostbusters. Oh, wow. Now, will it be the cast?
That I don't know. Are they gonna, things I've read said Bill Murray is involved, but you never know.
I read that too, but I didn't know it was real.
Yeah, nobody thought it was.
Dude, Dan Aykroyd, if he writes this like the last two, all Aspergery now and nutty, it's going to be amazing.
Well, I don't know what story they're going with, but it's been an infamous story. He's had a script since the early 90s for the third one.
Well, that piece of shit Evolution was made off of it, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah, that was originally...
No cell phones.
It's like
literally they took his script from the 90s. It's like, where are the cell phones? What are you fucking... People are fucking on pay phones in the city.
They can just have a line where they're like, we don't believe in phones.
Yeah.
Like, but you believe in ghosts?
Someone's on the pay phone going, your mother's pussy stink!
You stink! Get in the kitchen, mother pussy.
Crazy.
Dude, I really hope, like, they have the whole cast, though.
That'd be cool.
That whole cast, like, I love all of them. And I really love fucking Harold Ramis, who's sadly dead.
Well, for the third one, it was always Bill Murray who was holding out. He didn't want to do it, didn't want to be part of it. And then they all show up in cameos for the girl and Ghostbusters as other characters.
And
they're
he said yes to rock
characters.
The cash
so
ball.
So if Bill Murray said no to this now, the uproar with this audience,
yeah,
they'll see him in the streets and
they'll
kill him.
Well, because Paul Feig makes good movies and stuff. Like, that movie was shit. Like, there's no other way to describe it. Like,
I hate remakes and stuff where they have cameos by the people that are... I hate the cameo.
Did you see the cameos in it?
I didn't see it.
Dude,
I never saw it.
The cameo that they do is the worst. It is the
Is it?
Yeah, because they're not the Ghostbusters.
But they're the Ghostbusters.
Right, but they're like Bill Murray's a scientist who wears a silly hat.
Right?
Ernie Hudson owns a funeral home where they steal the Cadillac to make the Ecto-1.
Yeah, my privilege.
Yeah, which in fairness, I mean...
What?
He is from Detroit. I mean, he might own
a
funeral
Comic-Con
home.
Once.
Maybe there's a scene where there's 20 dead babies in a ceiling.
Was he nice? Yeah.
I like
Ernie.
He's
in the costume, though, and he's sitting at a table like, hello.
Do you think between Ghostbusters and Oz, he's kind of set?
Which, you know,
he's at every convention.
Roles.
He's at every convention for Oz and for Ghostbusters.
But they make a boatload. You could feel sorry as you want for those motherfuckers sitting there. They make a boatload.
But cash. Yeah,
it
wouldn't. Yeah, that's why they. I mean, so does one day he wears like the Winston outfit, and the next day it's the fucking warden suit.
It's the warden, and
or does he have to change depending on what picture you want? Seriously,
I think it's usually the Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I'd say 90%. Yeah.
Yeah, he was in the Ghostbusters.
Very few people are like, "Hey, I love that ass rape show you were on."
Yeah, like we got to see miles of man dick in the opening fucking credits. Right. Can we get one episode where you're not fooling some guy in the ass?
Yeah, I don't care how many State Farm insurance ads he does.
He's still Schillinger.
Yeah, he's still the leader of the fucking Nazis.
The Aryan fucking...
leader of the Aryan Brotherhood.
Fuck you in the ass and I'm not even gay.
Yeah, he's still fucking... he's still cuddle bunking you with day one.
Well, I have to get out of here. I got to make sure I catch that train and I will be on PKA... podcast 8 p.m. 10 p.m. Google it, motherfuckers. What do you want from me? My buddy Joe Curry is going to be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club January 16th and 9th through the 19th, 8 p.m. Wednesday and Thursday, 9 p.m. Friday and Saturday. That's 1-877 Uncle Vin for the info. Go see my good friend Joe Curry. Where will you be, David?
Next Monday, January 21st, you can see me on Legion of Skanks. January 24th, Stand Up for Recovery at Steel Stacks in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Proceeds are donated to the Stepping Stone Recovery Foundation, a really great organization.
A really gay organization.
Once I go off script, I'm now all over. A very gay organization.
That was the Skanks.
Yeah, that was.
Teasing, of course.
It gives money to gay families to get their kids into a camp and fix what's broken about them. January 29th, you can see me on the You Know What Dude podcast at 9 p.m. live.
Awesomeness. Thank you, Dave. I will see you mañana, as they say in that country that should be walled off like a plague. until then, have a great rest of your evening. Tonight, A Fair One is on at 8 p.m. Catch that, 5 p.m. Pacific. And Nightshade, of course, with Michael Malice, 11 p.m., 8 p.m. Pacific. Tomorrow, we will be right back here. Join us, won't you?